I averted my eyes to the court where Misty Two Bears of the Lady Morningstars had the ball, taking a little heat off the questioning. Was that at a party?
Kind of.
Did you see Jeannie there?
Yeah.
You're sure of that?
What do you mean?
I know she got a ride with you to and from the party, but did you actually see her there? He thought about it as the Stars moved the ball around until Jaya got it and shot from the perimeter, sinking a three-pointer.
No, now that I think about it, I don't think I did. Does that mean something?
Maybe. On the way back, tell me what happened. He clasped his hands together in his lap and leaned forward.
We made the ridge, but the thing was bucking and kicking like a vapor lock. But it's fuel injected, you know.
We watched the St. Louis team drive down, only to pull up short, a shooting guard extending the Lady Braves' lead to a dozen points. What happened?
I got it coasted off the highway, and we stopped at the frontage road, the one that goes back under the interstate. I got out and raised the hood and tried to get it to run right.
Anybody help you?
Yeah. Gabriel Popescu got out and tried to help, but we couldn't figure it.
He grunted.
I swear, that shitty van is haunted. It would run great 1 minute, and then all of a sudden it would just cut out and quit.
Anybody else help?
No, but people were climbing in and out of the van, wanting to know what the holdup was and how long it was going to be. Then it got colder. The wind came up, and it started snowing.
He thought about it.
I heard some people climbing out again, and I yelled at them, telling them that if I got the van started, that I was jumping in there and pulling out so they better not go far, or they were going to get left behind.
The Lady Morningstars were fumbling the press, and the Lady Braves were picking them apart with quick, steady ball movement, resulting in another score. That last time, you don't know who got out of the van?
Somebody said something about one of the women having to go to the bathroom, but I don't know which one.
What happened then?
The wind really picked up, and we were warming our hands on the engine, you know. Anyway, we climbed back in, and I hit it just to see if it would start, and it did. So I turned around and yelled to see if everybody was in there. Somebody said, yeah, that they were, and I put her in gear and pulled out. In 5 minutes, I think I was the only one awake. By the time we got back here, people were climbing out of the van, and there were some people to meet us. Someone asked about Jeannie. I don't know who.
Me. We both turned to see that the tribal police chief, Lolo Long, had sat on the bench beside me.
Hey.
Hey. She nodded at Black Kettle to continue.
Yeah, I remember now. Anyway, she wasn't in the van, so a big group went back that night to look for her.
Not you.
He stared at her. No, not me.
Why not?
He stared at his boots. I was tired and cold, and I didn't think it was a big deal.
His eyes came back up, watching the girls play, and he added weakly, I went out with the search and rescue guys the next day.
And no one ever saw anything?
No, the snow came in that night, but there were no tracks, and then even if there was, when everyone had been out there walking around, there was no way to tell which ones might have been hers.
Pulling the folder from my jacket, I asked him, Louis Howard, Gabriel Popescu, and Lisa Hopkins, you know those three people?
Louis works at the mine with me, but I don't know the other two. I mean, I'd know him if I saw him, probably, but I don't know anything about him other than they were in the van that night.
I closed the file. Is there anything else you can think of?
No.
He glanced past me at Lolo.
I'm sorry.
I stuck out my hand again, and this time he took it.
I hope you find who did this, or who's doing this. That girl deserved better.
I handed him a card. If you think of anything else, contact me. I stood and walked toward the aisle, Chief Long following, clanging down the bleachers and exiting through the opening into the lobby outside. Walking over to the concession stand, I bought two cups of coffee and handed her one. You never had to ask a cop if they wanted a cup of coffee. They always did. I blew into mine. I think your team is in trouble.
Yeah.
I sipped, studying the scythe-like scar on the side of her face as she watched the game. Your niece doesn't trust her team. She nodded, and her eyes came back to me.
So, I heard you pissed off Digger Wainwright.
I shrugged. It wasn't intentional. It hardly ever is with me either. I turned to the game. The court seemed to tilt toward the Lady Morningstar's basket. His kid Harley seems nice. She sipped her coffee. I've never had any dealings with him.
Well, that's a plus.
Getting anywhere?
I'm not sure. There's some inconsistencies in what might have happened with Jeannie, so I'm going to keep asking around. You know, I flipped open the folder. Louis Howard, Gabriel Popescu, or Lisa Hopkins? She nodded. Louis Howard works at the mine as a mechanic. Gabriel Popescu is a bouncer over at the 4 Hours Casino Bar and Lounge. And Lisa has a used bookshop over in Hardin, next door to the old Hotel Becker.
Have you talked with any of them?
No, but the Yellowstone County investigator and the FBI have.
I nodded, and she gestured toward the court with her cup.
What about Jaya?
I spoke with her mother and father before our conversation was interrupted by some of his white supremacist pals.
Schiller?
He was one of them, yep.
Watch that guy.
He's one of the original Brothers of the North, even got his son involved with him.
Will do.
What if the two instances aren't connected?
Then I drop the investigation of Jeannie and focus on Jaya. She watched the girls play, finally shaking her head.
I might want you to do that.
Why? Chief Long's eyes lingered on the young woman desperately trying to steal the ball from the big center before turning and starting toward the outside doors.
She's alive.
This ends Disc 2.